If you have tickets for any of the FIFA World Cup matches in New Jersey this summer, you might be wondering why NJ Transit will be charging $150 to get you to MetLife Stadium by train, only from New York City, and $80 to get there by bus. WHYY's David Matthau shed some light.
Because FIFA will not allow parking at the stadium, Jersey officials say NJ Transit will need to spend $20 million to cover the cost of labor for additional rail and bus service, $11 million on extra security, and another $17 million on equipment and upgrades so fans can be transported to and from the 8 soccer matches in North Jersey. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, soccer fans will only pay $2.90 on SEPTA round trip to see any of the 6 World Cup matches being played at Lincoln Financial Field. Studies suggest tourists will spend more than $2 billion in the New York-New Jersey region during the World Cup, but some believe most of that economic benefit will take place in New York City. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
SEPTA is reporting another significant drop in crime across its network, including a more than 40% drop on the L during the first 3 months of the year. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on how the drop lines up with a 10-year low in crime last year.
SEPTA's Transit Police reported a 30% reduction in serious crime so far in 2026 compared to the same period last year. This includes double-digit reductions in 5 serious crime categories, including assault and robbery. Reported fare evasion has also dropped by 10% so far this quarter, after efforts increased since SEPTA reported losing roughly $30 million to fare evasion in 2024. No murders were reported in the first quarter, and along with a drop in crime on the L, the Broad Street Line also saw a 19% decrease in crime. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Weather has been all over the place today, and we have sunny skies coming up. Rain earlier in the morning. Now we've got clouds, and by around 4:30 or 5, we should see skies clear out. Temperatures get to the upper 60s.